I hope you are, because it doesn't matter if we're being tortured by a tyrannical governor, we can still get out and have fun. That's what it's all about. There you go, Dave. There's your song. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And, well, I don't know, the way it looks, the streaming is going, the whole world. Welcome to our listeners in Japan and, Australia. We got a few New Zealand on there. This is very nice. It's great to have you with us today in our little corner of the world, our little corner of the United States. But we got big problems, just like everybody else. So we're going to talk about them. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. You know, you can always send me an email and we'll get that and we'll talk about that on the air. And talk and text 884-9910. First off, though, I want you to head over to 991fmtalk.com for our poll question today. Should there be another stimulus package? Caught up right now. Should there be another stimulus package? I'm going to bring you a little bit of something here in just a minute, but we want to thank Nissan of Carson City for sponsoring the poll question. Yesterday's poll question, do you believe that the Obama administration had 30 American soldiers, including 17 Navy SEALs, killed to cover up arms transfers to Syria? 87% of those of you participating in the poll said yes. Overwhelming response to what we know, the deep state, and what we know that prior administrations, and I'm not going to play any favorites here, because the Bush administration, highly involved as well. Not just little George, but big George too. This has been going on for decades. But the frustrating part is, it's really coming to a head. It's being shown in the light. People are waking up. They're seeing what's going on. Well, for those people who actually share information with people other than social media, because social media has now censored that factual information that is out there about Hunter Biden. Why would they do something like that? Because they're manipulating the votes. That's voter interference right there, if I've ever seen it. Who cares about the Russians or the Chinese or whatnot? Right here at home, social media is the big censor. You know, there was a lot of money, a lot of outside money, a lot of inside money put into Twitter and Facebook and all of these other social media programs. You know, Instagram is owned by Facebook now. They don't always blurt that out. But here's the deal. Was that planned from the start? That they would get people hooked on media like this? That people would rely on it for information? A lot of people even getting their news that way now. Thank goodness I don't. And I don't share it with you that way either. I try to, a few things. But if you want to know what's really going on with Hunter and with the Obama administration, SEAL Team 6, stay on 991fmtalk.com. Go to my webpage on the site, and I've got it all listed out for you there. How else do we share? How else do we get the information out? What you need to do is start reading. Don't rely on mainstream media. I hate giving Jeff Bezos any money, but go to Amazon, start looking at some books that might interest you. I didn't have a copy of Animal Farm, so I went and got that. 1984. There's all kinds of great books there that will open you up to the reality of what's going on right now. Another good one is Naked Communist. My favorite one, though, right now, and a special guest joining us, is The MAGA Guide to Scam. Yes, The MAGA Guide to Scam, Socialism, Communism, and Marxism. And why is this my favorite one right now? Because Scott Smith is on the line with us right now, the author and the very generous man who chose me to do the audiobook. Scott, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me, Monica, and thanks for narrating our book.
It was such a pleasure. I learned so much, Scott. I mean, I thought I had a handle on socialism and Marxism, because they really are different things. I've said for a long time that we're already a socialist country. This is just the last big push, actually, on into Marxism.
Oh, yeah. And I think what people need to understand is that Marxism, they hear Marxism, they think an economic theory, right, an approach to economics. But it's much more than that. It involves history. Historical materialism is the other major component from Karl Marx's theory. And the problem with historical materialism is it's a reinterpretation of history, of reality, not in terms of truth, but in terms of power and who has the power. And like you just mentioned 1984 and Hunter Biden, what George Orwell said in 1984, who controls the past controls the future. So if you can rewrite on social media what Hunter Biden did and said and how Joe Biden's complicit in it, you can control the future and the election.
Well, and we see that with history trying to be rewritten by Black Lives Matter and their agenda, and the 1619 Project. What got you inspired to write this book, Scott?
Well, I wanted parents to have a resource when their kids come home with their shiny new religion of Marxism and socialism and communism. I wanted people to have some ammo for the upcoming election to use on social media. That's why we include a lot of quotes, you know, real pithy statements from Churchill and Reagan, which you read so well, things to post on social media to get underneath the story and to find out, well, this lie has so many arms and eyes and legs, but what's the heart of it? What's the core of it?
You have one chapter in the book a big part of it that is dedicated to a gentleman who is rather controversial in the respects that he's actually going onto college campuses now and opening up the eyes of the 20-somethings that this is not the path that you should be on. Because when we see these riots happening all across the country, these are the college-age students who are out there doing it, along with their professors and the teachers that we have in K through 12 right now. And he's trying to open up eyes, and he's selling out these arenas.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, Jordan Peterson.
Jordan Peterson. I'm sorry, I couldn't remember the name.
Right, yeah. I include a whole chapter on Peterson because what he's saying is so important because it's reaching young people. And I think it's easier to speak to older people because they have some wisdom behind them. You know, there's maturity. They've earned paychecks. You know, they haven't had to, like so many of our millennials, just depend on mom and dad, bat nanny state. go on to a whole new nanny sitting college. So what he's saying is striking through all those barriers. And I think that's why it's so important. Peterson, what I like to bring out from Peterson in the MAGA guide to scam is his critique of cultural Marxism. Right, which that term, I think we need to know what it is, know what it came from, and know what its end goal is. And its end goal is that truth doesn't matter, right? Robert E. Lee, Christopher Columbus, Abe Lincoln, it doesn't matter that they're American heroes.
Cancel culture.
Right. All those phrases, whataboutism, critical theory, that critical theory is really important, you know, because Trump just signed the executive order with regard to critical race theory, but that monster has many heads. You've got queer theory, intersectional feminism, social justice theory, you even have fat theory now, that all comes back to Marxism. Whether it's the Frankfurt School in Germany, that these Marxist philosophers escaped Germany before the Nazi takeover, or you've got in France, you've got Jacques Derrida and the post-structuralist movement. Derrida said his famous phrase, and what Peterson loves to quote, is "Il n'y a pas de hors texte," which means everything is open to interpretation. There's nothing outside the text. Can you imagine if words are just the sounds coming out of our mouth and they have no connection to tradition, no connection to logic, to truth? It reminds me of what Pontius Pilate said, standing before truth itself, the incarnate truth, Jesus Christ. Pontius Pilate said, quid est veritas? What is truth? And if it's standing right in front of you and you can't recognize it, why should we think that the truth, though a roaring lion prowling about, it still needs our help? We still have to learn what truth is so we can defend it.
Yeah, and it's just the more that I got into this book, the more that I hope people wake up to the fact it really is in every part of our life now. You know, you look at the education. I mean, you just go through the basic fundamentals of Marxism and who controls the schools. Who controls the food? Who controls the religions? Because even the religions, going back so far in the Catholic religion, that was a real eye-opener for me in your book.
Oh, yeah. Right. The popes, maybe, you know, not to be, I am a, unlike Joe Biden, I am a devout Catholic. I regularly attend Mass and worthily receive the Eucharist, right?
Yeah, so you haven't been denied it in front of everybody and for your stance on abortion.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm also proudly pro-life. And it is such a Catholic tradition to be anti-Marxist. Basically, every pope, with the exception of the current pope, has spoken out stridently against Marxism and socialism, more so Marxism. And that's why I have on the cover of the book, I have JP2, St. John Paul II, who not only stared down Soviet Marxism in Poland and the Solidarity Movement and Lech Walesa standing on that bulldozer and the Gdansk shipyards, you know, all those amazing images from 1980s. But he also wrote, because he had experienced Nazi Germany firsthand, right? He had stepped out of hiding into the streets because he went through seminary during World War II, during the Nazi occupation of Poland. And he'd walk out into the streets studying in secret, and he'd see the ashes running down and know that these were his fellow seminarians. Mm-hmm. These ashes were former friends of his. So I think history created a man like that, as much as history created a man like Winston Churchill, to stare down this evil. And so he wrote Centesimus Annus, which means the 100th year since the writing of another encyclical, by Pope Leo XIII, Rerum Novarum, which the Catholics, you know, Catholics love the encyclical. It lays it out why Marxism is inherently evil. Why? Mm-hmm. The whole scam, right? Marxism and socialism is inherently atheistic, because if you only believe in this materialism, right, whether it's economic or historical materialism, don't only believe in the material world, there's no room for supernatural realities like God, right? Much less the incarnation, the virgin birth, the resurrection, you know, any of those things are antithetical to Marxism.
Celebrities and sports figures become your idols, and those are the people that you listen to and you trust. You know, Scott, I've got to take a break here, but will you hang on with me? I know I texted you 5 minutes, but nah, this is too good. So hang on the line, and we'll be right back with Scott Smith, the author of The MAGA Guide to Scam, Socialism, Communism, and Marxism, right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. As I have a special guest in this first part of the show today, Scott Smith, the author of The MAGA Guide to Scam. Yes, The MAGA Guide to Scam, Socialism, Communism, and Marxism. And in the last segment, Scott, I've only got a couple of minutes here with you before I have to get a hard break, but you had mentioned Pope John Paul II, who was so loved by even people of not the Catholic faith. He was just such an amazing man. And you said, other than, you know, the current Pope. And I see him in the New World Order of, you know, bringing in that we've read about in the Bible, of bringing in that one world religion, that is one of the signs of, you know, this whole place just going to heck. And I really see it, but people don't want to believe it. How hard is that when you're trying to educate people?
Right. Well, and you mentioned education and who controls education and the curricula a little bit earlier as well. And there's some very frightening things happening there. And that, I mean, as a Catholic, you see a lot of us, we already have private schools, you know, so we are able to make sure that our children are learning, we have a little bit more control over the curriculum. But that's obviously not the case with public schools, and even with the church receives something on the order of 40% of its funding from the federal government. Accountants from Arthur Anderson aren't allowed to accept companies that receive more than 4% in federal funding because they believe it's too much of a cause for conflict of interest.
Mm-hmm.
So even as a Catholic, you know, we have reason to worry as well. But then if you look at the public school side, one of the guys that's busy doing secondary education curriculum from the University of Chicago is our old friend of Obama, Bill Ayers.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And people don't know that there's a connection between Black Lives Matter and Bill Ayers. Because
they do if they listen to this show.
Oh, good. I was going to talk about Patrice Couleurs and the two other ladies of color that started that hashtag Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah, they're dedicated Marxists.
Right. They were trained by this man, Eric Mann, at the Labor Community Strategy Center of, I think, Los Angeles. And Eric Mann was a member of the Weather Underground, who was himself trained by Bill Ayers.
Yeah. I mean, it's all here. It's all here.
It's
the
all there.
MAGA Guide to Scams, Socialism, Communism, and Marxism. Scott, how can people get the book?
Yes, ma'am. So the easiest way is going on Amazon, the MAGA Guide to Scam. We're available now, paperback, ebook, and thanks to Monica J's efforts, Audible. We have our audiobook that just came out. And yeah, just connect right there on Amazon. I think that would probably be the easiest way. And you can get all three formats right there.
We hate to give Jeff Bezos any more money, but you know what? It's worth it.
Yeah.
This one's definitely worth it. Well, Scott Smith, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and I'll have you back on, you know, before the election, because I know we should probably mention the fact that this book has also been banned by some entities. So we'll have to delve into that whole story as well.
It has been difficult to advertise this book based on advertising policies with Facebook and Amazon. Yeah, a lot of obstacles to overcome.
And we're going to overcome them, sir. That's the truth always gets out there. Scott Smith, thank you so much for joining me today. God bless. And thank you for all your efforts to bring out the truth of what's going on, not only here in this country, but around the world.
Thank you so much, Monica. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too. And we are. Oh, my gosh. It's gorgeous out there. I do want to give you an update on the weekend, though. Because of the visit from the president, that's right, the president visiting us here in Carson City on Sunday, the big musical kind of festival victory rally that they were going to have at the Trump headquarters in that area has now been postponed. It's been rescheduled because they didn't want to conflict. So I'll bring you more on that coming up in the next segment here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today. And, wow, start you off with this. Last night during the town hall meeting, Joe Biden sold millions. I mean, he's doing that subliminal advertising. I don't know. Maybe they're his new sponsor. Sold millions of adult diapers with the answer, it depends. It's Friday. Come on. I got to get a little bit of this off my chest. Speaking of getting things off your chest, how about getting them on your chest? Great little t-shirt here. If you don't like Trump, you probably won't like me. And I'm okay with that. My favorite t-shirt, and of course you see on the arms, 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM Talk. This is what you should be wearing to the big rally on Sunday. Sunday. The man himself will be in Carson City at the Cactus Airport, and we're going to have fun. We are going to celebrate our president. And there's different ways that you can get your tickets. You can go to events.donaldjtrump.com. You'll see right there, President Donald J. Trump delivers remarks at a Make America Great Again rally in Carson City. Doors are going to open up at 1 p.m. and he's going to be on at 4. I'm sorry that the event was canceled in Elko, but I'm glad that it's going to be in Carson City. I love the fact that he's coming back to Northern Nevada because he knows how much we support him. And it is just to Governor Sisolak. And I love it. And that's how it should be. So get your tickets to the event. Log on. because we're going to have a great time. It is going to be party time. And you want to be, you want to look the part. You want to look good. So if you want one of these t-shirts, then please, by all means, you can stop by either of our locations. So you can stop by either the Idaho Street location in Carson City or the Plum Lane location in Reno. They're $20, or you could win one. Yes, you could win one. How about that? Caller number three, right now, 884-9910. And Pat, no, you can't win it because you're already on hold. 884-9910. While Pat and I talk on the talk and text line at 884-9910, producer Dan is going to get us a winner. So, Pat, thanks for calling the show today. What would you like to talk about?
Monica, hey, this is Matthew Montagnese. How are you?
Oh, Matthew, I'm sorry. Pat was on the screen. Matthew,
no problem.
I am so glad to talk to you today. And how is the race going for the Washoe County School District? Matthew Montagnese, did I say that right?
Yeah. Montagnese, no problem.
Montagnese. I got to put that Italian accent in there. Montagnese. How is it going?
A little bit of a lasagna twist.
How is it going for school board trustee District E?
It's going well, you know, and I'll tell you that from what I hear from other people, you know, you're not doing a good job unless you're exhausted. So the exhausted part, I'm there. I'm there. So, you know, my poor kids, I don't think they know who I am anymore. My wife, she still knows me, but, you know, I definitely am doing my best to try to stay present with my kids and my family. But, you know, I'll tell you, this is a big responsibility, and we owe our public, we owe our district, our community a lot. And so I've taken this very seriously. You know, I've been following things very closely. There's been a debate with RGJ just recently, a debate with Colo 8 News. You can find those at Matthew4schools.net. And so, you know, we've been doing a lot of research and a lot of looking into things.
You know, I've got to get your take on this, Matthew. So if a school board trustee resigns because he's asked to step down off of the board and his name is still on the ballot, and he has intention of, if he wins, to go back to the seat, doesn't that kind of shine a bad light on the district?
Yeah.
Or, you know, what's going on in society?
Yeah.
That if somebody is looked at that you are asked to resign, yet you just still run for the office again and take it?
You know, and that's a great question, because we're all human beings, you know, and we all kind of have our own constitution. And we've talked about this before where, you know, I wouldn't operate like that. If it was me, if it happened to me, I would probably, because we're all prone to fall. We're all humans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And at some point we need to face what's happened, look at it. And then if there's anything that we need to do as far as apologizing or coming clean, I think that at least the public deserves that. Now, again, if it was me, I think that I would probably take a little bit of a break, look at myself in the mirror a little bit and see what I could do to try to clean things up. You know, our Heavenly Father will forgive us freely. But I think we also need to go to those, if there's people that we have caused some pain with, and I'm not talking about anything personal family issues, but if there's anything we've said, we definitely need to prove that we're on the up and up and we're above reproach. That would
and
be my
own up to it.
That.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know,
100%.
And Matthew, that's where I want to go to you, is what do you plan on bringing to, because I'm keeping my fingers crossed that you are going to be elected.
Yeah.
So what are you going to bring to the Washoe County School District?
Well, you know, my experience, you know, I've, and just for the listeners, I grew up, was born and raised here in Reno, went to McQueen High School. But before that, I actually went to Alice Maxwell School in sixth grade, and I can remember being someone who really enjoyed science. And when I would get into my math classes, you know, the educators would tell me, well, Matthew, you can't ask those kind of questions, because I always wanted to know how it worked. You know, a formula to me is great, but my mind likes to work based off of systems, and I want to know how things work. So that being misunderstood while I was in school until I became much older, you know, the science piece of me being misunderstood is something that I can tell you that I would be able to bring to the table. We need to understand our students' inherent gifts and talents and their competencies. This is big. You know, I still remember the bones of the body from sixth grade, and it's not because I'm smart. It's because that was something I was interested in. And this is something that you, Monica, there's things that interest you and things that, mm-hmm. that interest the listeners. And, you know, that's what we need to find, because that is the propulsion that gets the plane off the ground.
See, Matthew, you just said it right there. I mean, because I am a doer. I'm not a book learner. I hate that. I love reading books, but when they become textbooks, not really. But if you tell me something, if you let me do something, that's how I learn. Every single child is different. And, you know, we have these designated STEM schools. Shouldn't all schools be STEM schools?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. The opportunity has to be widely available for every single student. And I'm sure that our whole community would consensually, you know, explain to us the same thing that we're saying right now and would echo it. You know, every student needs to be able to, first of all, we need to find out what their intrinsic value and competency is. But then at that point, after we have that value and that understanding, we need to pass that between the educator and the parents and the counselors and the next teacher. But we need to build a profile that follows the student from kindergarten all the way through. And, you know, by the time they get into sixth and seventh grade, it's time to start finding out about your personality and your interests. But if we can find out what is valuable to that student, what that student's endowment is, I think we can turn a fledgling into a expert very quickly by plugging them into the correct outlet for their competency.
And I got to ask you, Matthew, what do you think about distance learning right now?
Oh, great question. I was hoping you would ask that. So
I'm psychic.
You know, I'll tell you. Yeah, you almost feel like my sidekick. Hey, I got to tell you, you know, I'm really concerned about some of the answers that we're getting from, you know, some of the standing board members when it comes to distance learning. You know, and I know they made a really tough decision. Nobody knows what to do with this pandemic. But really, you know, we have two pandemics now because the panic that's been propagated throughout our nation and our community. You know, and this is something that's really important for us to take a look at. But, you know, the way education was rolled out, we had remote students having full access to the internet, putting themselves in harm's way. They were able to surf inappropriate sites and reach out to people through social media. That you know, we probably need some firewalls there. You know,
yeah.
My background's technology, so you know, what kind of security, safety and security measures and policies were put into place, and you know, we just need to have that dialogue, that open dialogue, and trust in our IT people to make the right decisions and fund that. I mean, that's the responsible thing to do.
And so, I love that your experience of that, because I think that would make a big difference on the board of trustees to have that technical experience that, hey, you know, this is not, because that's actually been a big issue with the apps that the schools are using.
Yeah.
And I think you have better knowledge of that, of how they can be tapped into.
Absolutely. And there's industry standards that we should be following. So, you know, just myself being certified, you know, I understand that there's standards that are already put in place. It's not like the pandemic where we don't have any statistical standards. We have standards for this.
It's just like we're seeing with TikTok, you know.
Yeah,
kids have access to stuff that we don't know everything about. That's why we need people on the Washoe County School Board of Trustees that does more than just look at budget numbers and things like that. We need somebody who is going to be working for the children and working for the entire community. So Matthew, well, how can people? Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say that the budget, it's such a complex situation as it's portrayed, but we need to make that more simple. It just needs to be more simple. You know, and to your point, our children are very impressionable and they're very sensitive. So we need to be there to guide them through things, because you know how it is. I mean, it's as you're browsing the internet as it is right now, there's some pretty provocative pictures and things that can come up. So just imagine what your child has the ability to look at aside of some of the projected images that are put in their heads, you know, and I'll tell you they're something.
Yeah.
That
they're
I'd
already
like
getting
to
those images with the share program.
Yeah. And I mean the open sexuality that's being taught. I don't think that the parents want all of this. Our children are very impressionable. I'd like to see some ratings placed on some things. I mean, we have ratings for movies. We have G, PG, PG-13, R, X. At what point do we rate everything with the same standard? You know, being a systems guy, we just need some standards.
Yeah. All right. So how can people find out more about your positions and where District E actually lies and vote for you?
Yeah, so just take a look at my website. I invite you. I have some places, some feedback blogs where I would invite any kind of encouragement or ideas or solutions or anything from educators, from families, from students. I don't care who it is. We just need to talk. I think we need to sit down and we need to have a talk. Take a look at my website. It's Matthew4schools.net. That's Matthew4schools.net. I would suggest take a look at the voting record of the incumbent. Make sure that, you know, by them increasing class sizes in 2017 and then running to decrease class sizes, if that was counterproductive, I just invite you to take a look and really do a little bit of homework to make sure that you're making the right decision. And, of course, I would enjoy a vote. But, hey, even if I lose, I win, because we get this message out and we need to do a little bit more.
Yeah, we do. Matthew, thank you so much for joining me today. Great luck, great luck in the whole campaign.
Thank
and
you.
I'm hoping that the Washoe County School District has a new board member in the form of Matthew Montagnez.
Yeah, you got it.
We're going to have to.
Yeah, you know
you're going to have to shorten that name or something.
Montagnez.
Montagnez.
Spelled so. I can't slight you in the least bit. You're psychic, and you know you're doing much for the community. Thank you, Monica.
Thank you, Matthew, for joining me. All right, Washoe County School District Board of Trustees for District E. He's on your ballot. Make sure that you give him that check mark, which you can start tomorrow to do early voting. October 17th, starting tomorrow for Washoe County. All right, we'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being with me on this fabulous Friday as we get to talk here in Nevada. And big congratulations going out to those participating as well. Scott, I hope you love your T-shirt. Wear it as much as you can. You know, don't let people intimidate you, which they're trying to do. And it's getting worse. That's why at the end of the show today, about 30, 45 minutes from right now, we'll be talking with Kenny Furlong again, Sheriff Kenny Furlong, because from our conversation on Monday, oh, how things have changed when it comes to the vandalism that a lot of people are experiencing. So if you want to have a great time, get signed up to go to the Trump rally on Sunday. Doors open up at 1. He'll be speaking at 4 at the Cactus Airport there in Carson City. And we're going to have a blast. I'm bringing my Nevada for Trump flag, and it's just, I'm going to be wearing my Trump gear, and you can wear your Trump gear too, just like Scott will hopefully be there wearing his new Trump shirt. But you can buy one as well at either location in Carson City or in Reno at the stations, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. They're $20, or you can buy them online. Just, you know, go right there. It's a great t-shirt. And you should be proud of your president and not let the left dictate your proudness. You know, what you believe in, who you support. Wear it proudly and stand up to the man who is fighting the Marxists, the evil left, the Antifa, the BLM. We have to support him, and we will.